Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Product Strategy and Roadmapping by Stephen Haynes is a practical product management guide focused on how to create a credible product strategy and translate it into roadmaps that stakeholders can understand and teams can execute. Positioned as a guided tour through strategic planning, the book aims to make a complex discipline feel approachable by breaking it into steps supported by reusable templates and structured prompts. Rather than treating strategy as a one-time document, it frames strategy and roadmapping as an ongoing evidence-based process that incorporates market signals, internal constraints, and business objectives. Haynes writes for working product managers and product team leaders who need to move beyond feature lists and release calendars toward longer-range direction setting. A recurring emphasis is that a roadmap should connect to purpose product vision, strategic goals, and prioritized initiatives. The book is also used as a companion text in professional training settings, reinforcing its hands-on, apply immediately orientation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building strategic thinking into a repeatable planning process. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that strategy is not magic and not reserved for executives. It is a discipline that can be learned and operationalized. Haynes positions strategic planning as something product managers can run without turning it into an academic exercise, using a structured flow that reduces ambiguity and helps teams agree on what they are deciding and why. This approach supports product leaders who feel pressure to deliver near-term releases while also being asked to articulate longer-term direction. The book emphasizes mental architecture for strategic thinking, meaning an organizing logic that helps a product manager connect observations to decisions. Instead of jumping from ideas to backlogs, the process encourages teams to slow down long enough to understand the environment, define the intent, and select coherent actions. In practice, this means clarifying the boundaries of the planning effort, the time horizon, and the decision criteria that will be used to evaluate options. By treating strategy and roadmapping as a guided sequence with templates, the work becomes more consistent across cycles and across teams, making it easier to teach, review, and improve over time. Secondly, using data and research to ground product strategy. Haynes highlights that effective product strategy is grounded in evidence rather than internal opinion or the loudest stakeholder. The book frames strategic planning as a data capturing and trend portraying effort that helps product managers identify opportunities and choose actions with greater confidence. This orientation is especially relevant when markets are dynamic and assumptions can quickly become outdated. A practical implication is that product managers should deliberately gather inputs from both external and internal sources. Externally, that can include customer needs, competitive context, and market movement. Internally, it includes business goals, organizational capabilities, constraints, and performance signals from the current product. The value is not merely collecting information but synthesizing it into insights that reveal where the product can win and where investment is justified. By providing methods and templates that prompt teams to capture and analyze inputs, the book reduces the risk that roadmaps become feature wish lists. The planning process becomes a way to identify patterns, validate priorities, and explain trade-offs in terms that align with business outcomes. Thirdly, defining vision, goals, and strategic initiatives that guide decisions, the book stresses that roadmaps should not be built first. They should follow from a clear product vision and a set of goals that express what success looks like. Haynes encourages product managers to articulate direction in a way that can survive changes in tactics, so teams can adapt while still pursuing consistent intent. Within that framing, strategic initiatives become the bridge between high-level aspiration and concrete execution. Initiatives provide a way to describe major investments in capabilities, markets, or customer outcomes without prematurely committing to a specific feature set. This helps a product leader keep planning at the right altitude specific enough to drive prioritization, but not so specific that the roadmap locks the team into decisions made with incomplete information. The emphasis on goals and initiatives also supports alignment across functions. Because engineering, sales, marketing, and support can understand what the product is trying to achieve even if they contribute in different ways. When these elements are explicit, prioritization conversations become less personal and more analytical, anchored in agreed direction rather than preference. Fourthly, creating roadmaps that connect strategy to execution. A core promise of product strategy and roadmapping is to help product managers create roadmaps that go beyond the next release of features. Haynes positions roadmapping as the practical expression of strategy, making choices visible over time and clarifying how work supports longer-range outcomes. The book distinguishes between roadmaps designed for different audiences and purposes, including internal and external views. Internally, a roadmap can coordinate delivery planning, sequencing of initiatives, and cross-functional dependencies. Externally, a roadmap can communicate direction without overcommitting to dates or detailed scope. In both cases, the roadmap is most useful when it is integrated with the strategic logic that produced it. That integration is what keeps teams from treating the roadmap as a static promise, and instead using it as a living plan that can be adjusted as data changes. The methods and templates referenced in the book support turning strategic insights into a coherent set of initiatives and time horizons, helping product managers show not only what is planned, but why it matters and what it is intended to accomplish. Lastly, communicating strategy and roadmaps to stakeholders with credibility. Even strong strategy fails if it cannot be understood, trusted, and supported. The book addresses the practical challenge product managers face when presenting strategy and roadmaps to leadership and cross-functional partners. Haynes emphasizes that communication is not an add-on but part of the strategy discipline, because alignment and resourcing decisions depend on how clearly the plan is conveyed. A structured approach helps in two ways. First, it improves clarity. When the strategy is built from consistent templates and a logical flow, the story becomes easier to follow. Inputs lead to insights, insights lead to choices, and choices lead to roadmap commitments. Second, it builds confidence. Stakeholders are more likely to support a plan when they can see the reasoning, the trade-offs, and the assumptions. This is particularly important in product environments where certainty is limited and teams must balance near-term delivery pressure with longer-term positioning. By focusing on how to portray trends, surface opportunities, and propose actionable steps, the book helps product leaders move conversations away from isolated feature debates and towards strategic decisions about where to invest and what outcomes to pursue. In conclusion, product strategy and roadmapping is best suited for product managers, group product managers, and product team leaders who are expected to propose direction, not just manage backlogs. Some was H. Carey and my Detrius to carry us a pan and try to get five on the rexed one. It is also relevant for executives and cross-functional partners who need a clearer view of how product choices are formed and how roadmaps should be interpreted. Readers who feel that strategic planning is intimidating or overly abstract can benefit from the book's guided, template-driven orientation, which frames strategy as a sequence of manageable steps supported by repeatable methods. Practically, the book helps readers connect market and organizational inputs to decisions about vision, goals, strategic initiatives, and roadmap structure. That connection is what allows roadmaps to become tools for alignment rather than lists of features. Intellectual value comes from the emphasis on strategic thinking as a mental architecture, encouraging product leaders to reason about trade-offs, assumptions, and evidence rather than relying on instinct alone. Compared with many product management books that either stay conceptual or focus heavily on delivery mechanics, this one stands out for its applied planning focus and its explicit aim to bridge strategy and execution. Its use as a companion text in training environments further signals that it is designed to be worked through, not merely read. If you would like to support Stephen Haynes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.